With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. One of the country's oldest events for female aviators is underway. The All-Women's Air Race Classic was founded in 1929, at a time when competitions were often limited to men. This year, the race includes two stops in southwest Michigan, Three Rivers and Kalamazoo, and it takes dedication to compete in the race. The pilots in the race fly a zigzag course through 9 states, but the first to finish isn't necessarily the winner. Instead, pilots strategize to beat their own best time. That means catching every tailwind and plotting the most efficient routes.
Hey. How's it going, East Coast?
Hello. How's it going?
Co-pilot Jean Ann Visser of Iowa is flying her first Air Race Classic. Her plane, now parked at the Kalamazoo Airport, is a few car lengths long and seats 4.
It's pretty crowded. You're definitely elbow to elbow for 4 days straight.
The schedule is demanding. Pilots don't always get much sleep. And Juliet Lindreth of Pennsylvania says that's not the only sacrifice to speed.
It's about 120, 130 degrees in those airplanes, and there's no ventilation in them because you have to keep it all closed to go faster. So you don't open the windows. It is hot, hot, hot in those airplanes.
Lindreth has finished 13th twice and hopes to make the top 10 this year. Since the 1920s, the flight world has opened up to women, but today only about 6% of U.S. pilots are female. Air race veteran Barb Goodwin says that number is not much higher than when the race was founded.
So we're still striving to get the women to be interested in aviation.
The race concludes on Thursday. The last stop is in Fairhope, Alabama, off the Gulf Coast. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.